as we begin this discussion, I want to say, first of all, I think this person's a good person. I really actually like working with them. They're one of the coolest coworkers I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
But what happened the other day, I think, was a real a-hole move. And I don't think there's justification to it, but maybe I'm wrong. 317-239-1009. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here on Radio Now. He was parked kind of far away from the building, almost near the road, as far away as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in two parking spots, like right in the middle. Not like where you kind of, it was a tight fit, because our parking spots are very small. They're very close to each other, but he was parked in between two, like
taking
right in the
middle. Taking up two spaces.
Exactly. He was taking up two. Now, I've never seen him do this before. And then I sent him a snap. I'm like, man, who's this a-hole parking out here? And he's like, hey, you know, it's a new car thing. He has a new car.
But then, like, how long is your car considered new to where you can get away with this? Like for a full year after buying a new car, you're allowed to park that way for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, how do you even know?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, Alex, you have a nice car. Your car's not brand new, but do you feel like you need to park a certain way to make sure it doesn't get scratched or dinged or bumped into?
If I'm ever going to take a precaution and not get scratched or dinged, I'm going to park further away from other cars, but I'm not going to take up more than one space.
Now, when you first got your car, though, was it new or new to you, or is it brand new?
New to me, but I've never bought a brand new car. Like, my cars are always used.
Okay. Did you, when you got it, though, did you kind of do that at first? You, like, maybe took up two spots? Like, have you ever in your life on purpose took up two spots to protect the vehicle?
Because I'm scared of confrontation, and I know some guy in an F-150 is going to come up like, hey, what are you doing, little girl? Like, I don't want to deal with that.
And that's the thing I told him. Like, isn't that a bad idea? Because I get you want to protect your vehicle, and it sucks because some people are jerks and inconsiderate. They'll bump into it. They'll ding it. They'll do whatever.
I mean, to be fair to Buster, my car got hit in this parking lot.
Has that been resolved yet, by the way, either?
No, because I'm just lazy about taking it to the body shop.
It's too late now. I think statute of limitations, you're
screwed.
You think so? I don't know. But here's the thing. I get it's a new car and you want to protect it. I think it's an a-hole move because I've seen this before where people in parking lots will take up two spots and it's not like they're far away like you're saying.
I agree. I think that that's rude of Buster.
What do you think, producer MYK?
He did the thing about parking far away, but he did take up two spots. And the picture that I saw of it, he was clearly, it was like half and half. It wasn't like just drifted over the lane. It was like straight up, I'm taking these two spots.
It was on purpose. It was not accidental. But I understand if you have a new car. I don't. He's like, try getting a new car because my car's got like, what is my, mine's an 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Like, that thing's about dead. I think I pushed it as far as I can go.
You don't want anybody to ding it though, do you?
Honestly, now, no, I don't, but I don't care anymore. And I remember, like, I got hit in a parking garage one time, and I was so pissed. That had nothing to do with two spots, but I feel like if you take up two spaces, you're more likely to have somebody mess with your car. They're like,
yeah, that's
like,
what I think.
Like, vengeance, street justice, like, I'm going to key their car.
That's why I've never done it, because I think I'm going to get some kind of crazy thing happen to me.
Am I wrong? Is this okay to do, like, if you have a new car, to take up two spots? 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I just, when I saw it, I'm like, really?